But first, we got to check in with our Jared Blickery as to what is going on in these markets today. Take your pick. There's a lot of carnage to choose from, Jared.
Yes, those Facebook earnings, an absolute disaster. And let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive to chart some of the price action. Going to start with the indices, and especially the NASDAQ getting clobbered for 2%. Communication services, which houses Facebook, by the way, down the most since the pandemic lows in March of 2020. But the S&P 500, I just want to spend a couple minutes on, or a couple seconds on, because it reached an important inflection point, which it sold off from yesterday. I've been talking about the S&P 500 needing to clear 4,600. That is not the case right now. So shorts back in control. We'll have to see if this holds, but not the best news for the bulls at this case at this time. So here's the NASDAQ, and all eyes are on Facebook right now, down 15%. And Brian Sozzi, I agree with you. What kind of guidance did we get? There could have been some kind of preliminary announcement. This really reminds me of what happened in 2018. This was that one-day drop that they just surpassed, by the way. And we saw a slow, steady bleed down. We didn't find the lows till much later. This stock is dead money for a while, and so are a couple others in sympathy. Amazon is not one of those, but it is down as well because of those problems caused by Apple removing the ability to so easily track across users across different websites. So here, Amazon back to potential support, kind of flirting with something. If it breaks down from here, probably going to see some more downside accelerate. And I got to check out some of the other stocks that we've seen and we've been talking about today, specifically Spotify. Now, this isn't necessarily as affected by the Apple change, but I want to show a max chart here. I'll put some candlesticks on. You can see Spotify, after breaking down from this potential support area, it is heading down, and we don't really have support until about the 90-95 level, so could see some more there. Interesting to get Mike Mahaney's comments on Spotify, and I think he's spot on. But right now, the stock is dead money, so you got to have a longer-term view if you're going to catch this falling knife. Here's the sector action, and we see communication services, as I said, that is down 5%, followed by consumer discretionary Amazon weighing that sector down by 2%, guys.
We did get guidance from Meta. We're all going to have avatars, apparently, in the metaverse. That's the guidance
mine.
From Meta. Yeah, I'd rather talk to the actual faces of people, but that's just my own personal bias. Jared Blickery, thank you so much.